Will You Sign Here, John Hancock? By Jean Fritz. Pictures by Trina Shart Hyman. In the days when Boston was the biggest city in America, there were, in the south end of town, 45 acres of land set aside as a common for the use of all. There were pastures for Boston's cows, training fields for Boston's soldiers, a shaded walk for Boston's lovers, three ponds for Boston's frogs. And on the west edge of the common, there was a wishing stone. Anyone who cared to could run around the stone 9 times and then stand on it and make a wish. Of all the boys in Boston, John Hancock lived nearest to the stone. Ever since he'd been 7 years old and his father died, he had lived with his Uncle Thomas and his Aunt Lydia in their house on the west edge of the common. No one knows whether John used the stone or not. After all, what would he wish for? He lived in a house so large it had 54 windows. He had a rich and loving uncle, splendid clothes, a crimson curtain around his bed, plum cake to eat whenever he wanted it, and horses standing in the stable at his pleasure. Of course, for all we know, he had so much because he ran around the stone. Perhaps he ran himself dizzy. On the other hand, as time went on, John Hancock made some grand wishes. And perhaps he should have...